This is Thanks, Batman, a Teen Wolf fanfic written by Lady Drace and read by
Luna Date
and Rena Jenkins. The story is rated PG-13 and contains the pairing Derek Hale style Stilinski, with additional tags for Comic Con, Nerd Derek Hale, Nerd Styles, Confidence Styles, Werewolf Derek Hale, Human Style Stilinski, Shy Derek Hale, First Meetings, POV Derek Hale. Derek loves Comic Con. It's probably the one place in the world he feels like he's among his own kind. Forget the well-intentioned werewolf summer camps of his preteens. This is where he can truly be himself. It feels like even his wolf side is panting happily about all the geeking out happening around him, metaphorical tail wagging at every new booth he passes. There's so much to look at, so much to experience, and it seems like none of it disappoints. Oh, wow, he breathes, as he steps up to a booth full of beautiful art, mostly of X-Men, but also other Marvel heroes. Derek's got his wallet out in under a minute. He is a few booths further along when he is distracted from his indecision between two graphic hoodies by an excited voice in the neighboring booth, rhapsodizing about Batman. Which is awkward, because it's still mostly Marvel artists in this area, and the voice is met with some mutterings about maybe taking his enthusiasm to a DC booth instead. Derek kind of wants to join the arguing, because he can barely think of a more overdone and tragic hero than Batman. But the words die on his lips when he leans around the booth and gets a look at the Batman fan. He's absolutely stunning. Long-limbed with creamy skin and beauty marks, slender neck and expressive face, gesticulating excitedly with both hands as he argues his point. Derek hands the hoodie seller a random stack of bills, mutters, "Keep the change," and takes both hoodies with him, needing to get closer. But because he is a complete and utter failure at actually approaching attractive people, he ends up just standing there at the corner of the booth, watching this beautiful guy wave his arms around and cheerfully explain to everyone around him why Batman is clearly superior to any other superhero. At least Derek isn't alone in the pathetic staring, because the bickering has drawn something of a crowd, and he indulges in at least 5 minutes of glorious and shameless admiration before someone summons a volunteer to clear out the bottleneck, starting to form in a path. The Batman fan moves on happily enough, and Derek doesn't even realize he's following until he's several booths further along. So now he's a stalker. Great. And of course, the moment he realizes he's following someone is the moment said someone turns around and frowns at him.
Dude, are you following me?
Derek's mouth opens and closes stupidly a few times before he blurts out the first thing that comes to mind. Tony Stark is better than Bruce Wayne.
Whoa, dude, no, don't, no. If you'd gone with Black Widow, I could maybe have agreed with you, maybe, with a little convincing, because I like it when hot people try to convince me of things,
the guy says, adding a wink, and Derek can feel heat crawl up his neck.
But Iron Man? Dude, no, just no, so much no.
They're exactly the same, though. Wealth, dead parents, smarts, no superpowers.
No, see, that's where you're wrong, because Tony has a leg up. He has a freaking power plant in his chest. All Bruce has is a vaguely kinky outfit and his brain power.
As well as high-tech utility belts and vehicles. And no matter what else you come up with, at least Tony Stark never felt the need to fight alongside children. The guy flails his arms around. And somehow, even that is charming.
Hello, Spider-Man!
At least Spider-Man never moved into Tony's house.
That's different. Peter Parker has family. The Robins hardly ever did. It was Charity.
No, Charity would have been finding them a foster family somewhere far, far away, not dragging them out on revenge-fueled crime-fighting sprees. Batman fan blinks at Derek and then suddenly holds out his hand.
Hi, I'm Styles, And if you would please give me your name, number, and sexual orientation, I think you and me can take this discussion somewhere more private, like a candlelight dinner,
he says with a wicked grin. Derek's mouth shuts with a snap, but he does manage to shake hands and eventually unclench his jaw again. Derek.
1 out of 3. Good start,
Styles says, still holding Derek's hand as the silence grows longer and longer between them.
Right. Okay, you kind of need to tell me right now if you want me to back off, because subtlety isn't really my strong suit. So if you're trying to give me a hint of some kind, I'm not getting it, man.
Derek finally untangles his hand, and he knows what he's supposed to say. He's not inexperienced. He's flirted and dated before. But God, just looking at Styles makes all his senses jangle. And all the nice little phrases about going somewhere quiet or getting to know each other die at birth. Instead, Derek wrings his hands in the hoodies he's still holding, eventually shutting down completely and doing what his instincts tell him to. Want one? He grunts, holding out both hoodies. And Styles stares.
You're offering me a hoodie?
I didn't mean to buy two. I got distracted. Styles searches Derek's face and eventually cracks a slow and wide smile.
Derek? Were you distracted by me?
Wishing the floor would just open up under him right now, Derek nods miserably, still holding out the hoodies because he's so stuck in his vague panic now that he doesn't even know how to remove himself from the situation. I'm sorry. Please take a hoodie. Still not taking a hoodie, Styles steps carefully closer, subtly moving a little more to the side, out of the way of foot traffic.
Okay, seriously, am I freaking you out? You gotta tell me, because you're starting to freak me out a little bit here, buddy.
Just accept this, Derek grits out. And Styles' eyes widen in understanding.
Dude, you're a wolf?
He whispers, eyes darting to all the people milling around. Derek nods, his arms slowly lowering when it becomes obvious that Styles isn't going to accept his ridiculously primal display of wolfy interest. But his disappointment is apparently written on his face.
Hey, no, dude, don't. I'm not rejecting you. The wolfiness is not a problem. I'm just used to a little more posturing from those of the growly disposition.
It's not exactly a new thing. It wouldn't be the first time Derek has met with surprise, if not outright mockery, at his lack of classic werewolf sexual confidence. We're not all the same, you know, he grumbles. And weirdly, that makes Styles grin again.
But you do like a good argument, just like me. So, you see, already we've got something in common. I like those odds,
Styles says, and takes both hoodies out of Derek's slack hands. He studies them both with pursed lips, while Derek feels weak in the knees from mixed relief and worry.
Deadpool or Wolverine? Two dudes with healing powers. Subtle,
he huffs, and sends Derek a tiny eyebrow waggle before tossing the Wolverine shirt back in his face. By the time Derek clears his face of fabric, Styles is squirming into the hoodie, apparently perfectly happy letting it cover up his graphic t-shirt of, predictably, Batman.
So, how do I look?
Styles asks, doing a quick turn. He looks amazing. The hoodie fits him well, surprisingly so, considering Derek was buying his own size. But while it's a little bit looser in places, it's filled out nicely around the shoulders. And even though the hoodie still smells of factories and printing chemicals, there's still something pleasing about seeing Styles wearing clothes that were technically Derek's a minute ago. Crap, he's got it bad. Good. Looks good, Derek manages, and completely fails not to stare.
Oh, yeah?
Styles says, moving closer until they're almost touching.
Don't you think it would look better on your bedroom floor?
Derek makes a tiny beep noise at the thought, and Styles sputters out a delighted laugh.
Oh God, please, for the love of my sanity, just please ask me out. Or do you want me to? Because I totally will. Kinda already did. It's not like there's a lot of risk involved here.
Frozen in indecision between several different suggestions, from coffee to movies to pizza, Derek ends up just standing there.
Derek?
Styles asks slowly, smile fading slowly.
You want me to...
Yes, please ask me, Derek blurts, so happy that someone is taking the reins on this train wreck. The smile comes back in full force, and Derek's knees feel a little wobbly.
All right. Would you like to come with me to the nearest coffee shop and tell me more about how Batman sucks?
I could learn to like him, maybe, Derek offers with a wince, and Styles rolls his eyes.
Dumbass, just say yes or no.
Yes. Please. Styles' hands come up like he's barely restraining himself from pinching Derek's cheeks.
God, you are so adorable! Ugh.
Is that good? Derek isn't entirely sure.
Well,
Styles says breezily, looping his arm through Derek's and pulling him toward the exit.
I don't know. It kind of makes it awkward considering how badly I want to bang your brains out.
Derek damn near falls on his face. But it's okay, because it brings out that delighted laugh again, and Derek gets the feeling he'll never get enough of that. The end. Reader's notes. This podfic was recorded at DragonCon 2023! In person, with atmosphere!
Extreme podficking!
We will never see most of these people again, so now I'm feeling shapeless. Fantastic. Thank you for listening. Thank you for recording with me.
Thank you for recording.
And have a nice day.
Take care.